Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends 1320 WILS. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley this evening. Joining me on the phone now, Matt Rhodes, owner of Dusty Cellar in Okemos. How are you this evening, Matt?
Good, Cheryl.
Well, of course, we're talking New Year's Eve, so we have to talk about champagne, and so you were an obvious choice. Nothing really says a special celebration like champagne. What are some of the basic ABCs of champagne?
Well, you don't have to spend a lot of money to get a good bottle of bubbly. So you can get some real nice, we like the Spanish sparklers for under $10, and you can spend whatever you like, but you don't spend a lot of money. And I think one thing with champagne is quite often people reserve it too often just for special occasions, and it can be definitely enjoyed year-round.
Now, we think of champagne, a lot of times we think of French or maybe California, and I've been hearing things about New York champagne. Is that something to look at, too?
Not really for us here in Michigan.
Okay.
There probably are some very good New York champagnes, but they're probably just sold more locally. But we do have a number of great Michigan champagnes.
Oh, tell me about the Michigan champagnes.
Yeah, there's, Larry Mauvey is probably the biggest producer. Black Star makes a real nice one. They range from lightly sweet up to brut, very dry. And in a blind tasting, I'd put them head-to-head with anybody's.
Wow. Now, sweet or dry, I mean, it sounds like we're talking about, you know, other wines as well. What makes a champagne a champagne?
Well, a true champagne is from the Champagne district in France. So, and it's made in a certain method in terms of the champagne being fermented in the bottle. And so only things from that, technically that region of France is a champagne. Other wines, other sparkling wines around the world can use the same method, the Méthode Champenoise, but they can't put the word champagne on the label.
Go ahead.
So it's just kind of the same method, but to be a champagne, it has to be from the area of Champagne.
So we can't put it on the bottle. So when we're talking about sparkling wine, that's an interchangeable word with champagne. Not really.
Yes and no. Champagne is made in a certain way. You can make sparkling wine in what's called a bulk method, in which you don't get the quality. It still be sparkling, but it's not the same quality as making it in the champagne method.
Okay.
So you do want to see on the bottle Méthode Champenoise, even if it's not from champagne, to make sure you're getting made in the highest quality method.
Now, when we talked before Christmas about selecting wines to go with your meal, how do you tell a good champagne from a bad champagne? And at that point, when we talked about wines, you talked about it's whatever you like, you know, whatever you put with your meal, what you like. Is it similar with champagnes?
It sure is. And actually, champagne is a great accompaniment to food. Lots of champagne goes well with food all the way through the meal. But to pick one from what is a good champagne versus not a good champagne, personal knowledge is always the best barometer. Try it. But then secondly, you know, try to shop at a store or at a restaurant that has people on the floor that are wine knowledgeable to help you guide to find the right one.
What about recommendations? You said the price can go from, you know, under or around $10 a bottle, which is amazing. Tell me about some of the expensive ones just for fun, if I'm feeling kind of lush walking in.
Well, sure. Well, the most famous champagne in the world is Dom Pérignon, and right now that's $160 a bottle. Probably the next most famous champagne is Cristal, and that's $275 a bottle off the top of my head. So those are the two most famous expensive champagnes. And then there's a lot of French champagnes in that $40 to $50 price range.
Now, one thing to remember when buying champagne, I believe, is you really can't recork champagne and use it the next time. So when you're opening that bottle, make sure you're ready to finish it.
There are some corkers out there intended for champagne, so you can keep it for a few more days. But for the most part, yeah, if you're going to open champagne, you might as well plan on drinking it up.
What about glassware for serving? I remember, you know, a long, long time ago, the glasses we typically saw with champagne were the narrow stem and the big wide bowl, and that seems to have changed. Or am I wrong?
No, those are completely wrong for champagne. You want the tall, skinny flute shape for the champagne to hold the bubbles and for the bubbles to properly come to the top of the glass. The flat saucers. Do no favors to champagne.
But didn't they used to serve it in that?
They did. And what the origin is in terms of why they were served in that, I have no idea.
But Matt's saying they were wrong. They were simply wrong.
That's right.
Okay. I know from experience about your amazing baskets there, which are always great if you're heading to someone's house. They make an awfully great hostess gift, don't they?
Yeah, they do. It's a nice, easy way to take something that you have lots of things in there for, you know, the whole family to enjoy, and including some adult beverage.
And champagne, of course, is always good as a hostess gift. If you don't like know what kind of wine they like, you can always take champagne.
Oh, you really can. Champagne is a nice universal gift, and it's, like I said before, it's hard to go wrong serving champagne for almost any occasion.
And your staff is extraordinary there at Dusty's Cellar, and you have folks available to help with champagne choices, I assume.
We do. I'm on the floor most every day this time of year. Steve, our wine buyer, will be here. We have two sommeliers in the restaurant, CJ and Bill, so lots of professional help to help pick things out.
What about things going on in the restaurant for New Year's Eve? What does that look like there?
We are pretty much fully booked up. We run a special menu for the night, kind of upscale everything a little bit. And so, we'll be nice and full in the restaurant. Might have a few cancellations, but otherwise we're pretty much booked. And then the tap room, especially falling on a Friday night, would just be a nice busy night.
And how late is the wine shop open on New Year's Eve, Matt?
6 o'clock.
Perfect. Well, now we know. You've got to get a hold of that good champagne before 6 o'clock. If you don't have your reservations in, you can call and check, but it sounds like they're booked up. It's a wonderful, wonderful restaurant and wine shop, and we're lucky to have you in the area, Matt.
I appreciate that.
Very good. We will be back with more after this. This has been Matt Rhodes, the owner of Dusty's Cellar in Okemos. We appreciate him being with us tonight. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS.